It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome. Friday underway. It's Border Crossing Central, and we've got requests and dedications planned for the next hour. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the weekend. If you would like to hear your song played, give us a call. It's 202-619-2077. Katie Otanes in the Peace Corps of Zambia tuned in to our show, and she said, you know what, Larry, I'd really like to hear a Whitney Houston song on your program, and I'd like to dedicate it to another Peace Corps volunteer named Jordan and wish him a happy end of his service. Well, Jordan, bon voyage, and thank you so much for supporting Border Crossings and for supporting your country in Africa. Thank you, Katie, for the request. And here it is, Whitney on Border Crossings.
No,
Don't worry about that. It's Whitney Houston on Border Crossings for Katie and Jordan and the Peace Corps members all around the world, especially our friends in Zambia. Thank you for your Facebook request on Border Crossings. Friday is underway. Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina, is married. Or is she not married? We still can't confirm either way. Bobby Brown says, no, my daughter didn't get married. But Bobby Christina is saying, yes, I did get married to my stepbrother. And meanwhile, the guy is having problems with the family and getting into a war of words with aunts and such. So we wish them well. We don't want any ill will for anybody. We wish them well. We want people to be happy all around the world. Isn't that what it's about, happiness? Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Our email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. Bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can send a tweet to us if you go to twitter.com, and then you send your tweet to #BCVOA. And you can always make a Facebook request as well. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Again, it's Facebook.com. You can go to the search box and type in Larry London, and it will take you to our Facebook page. And here's a Facebook request from Ovaltine Tea, which is a beverage in this country. And interesting that this listener has chosen this name, this handle, Ovaltine Tea. I'd really like to know what your real name is. So, you know, if you get a chance and you feel inclined to let me know, please do. This is an oldie but a goodie for country music fans from Don Williams' collection, and it's called Listen to the Radio, dedicated to Ishmael Kanu at Wilberforce Village.
I guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it so. But you'll understand if you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain. If you close your eyes, the feelings my words can't show. They're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
This is the voice of America, Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Larry London.
You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. When a moment came that stopped me on a dime, I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like we're dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good, long, hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I loved.
Crossings, and it is Tim McGraw, a song dedicated to you, Mary, Mary Morningstar from King in Nigeria, Live Like You Were Dying. And Mary does just that every day. She comes in and says, today I'm living like I'm dying. So, by the way, Tim's got a new single out with his wife, Faith Hill, of 18 years called Meanwhile Back at Mama's. And he sang that recently on television. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Thank you, King in Nigeria, for checking into the show. We keep our phones open for the hour so that all our listeners all around the world can also do the same if you want to call in and say hi. We got a call at the end of yesterday's show from a listener who wanted to go on the air but didn't call back. So if you do want to go on the air, we'd love to talk to you. Just give us a call. 202-619-2077 is the phone number here into the studios, and we'll be more than happy to put you on the program. Munaza Farid is listening in Pakistan. Hello, Munaza Farid. Thank you for your nice message. Desiree Escatone and Godfrey Tommy Charles of Sierra Leone are also tuned in to Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to some new members of our Facebook family. Ryan is listening. Hello, Ryan. Eisenhower is tuned in. Al Girani is listening. Antoine, Liban, Gladson, Aisha, Sumi, and Aya are all new Facebook family members. So welcome to our program. Thank you so much for checking in on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can join our Facebook page as well. You're going to need the Facebook page when we begin our Now 50 giveaway next week. We've got the Now, That's What I Call Music CD, Volume 50, and we'll give those away every day all throughout the entire month of May. And sorry, Wagner, you work here, so you're not eligible to win. Sorry to disappoint you. So that starts May 5th on a Monday, and please stand by. That's 2 weeks away. All right, we've got a request from Ghana. Duranma is tuned in, and Jordan Sparks, who is romantically involved, I should say attached, maybe connected to Jason Derulo. The two of them have been going together for a couple of years now, and he's been asked about marriage, and he's kind of evasive. He doesn't want to say anything. He says, she's forever, but when the stars align, that's when I'll get married with her. When the stars align. What does that mean? When the stars align. Which stars is he talking about? I don't know. Anyway, Duranma, here's your song. This is Jordan Sparks, One Step at a Time on Border Crossings. And she's walking out of the studio right now. Jordan Sparks on Border Crossings, one step at a time. My name is Larry London. That's how we take things here at the Voice of America, one step at a time. Thank you for listening to our show and for all your email support. Phone calls and requests always welcome. So please keep dialing 202-619-2077. A lot of guests coming on the show. We taped one with Stephen Marley. You'll be hearing that soon. A lot of people writing in, oh, I can't wait to hear Stephen Marley on the show. So that'll be fun. You'll hear Stephen Marley of the Marley family, and we'll talk with him about his new CD. Some other guests coming up, Tom Principato, Sharon Corr, Linkin Park, Carmen, Little Mix, Switchfoot, Rick Springfield, and some others as well. So all of that's in the works for you on Border Crossings. Those interviews will be coming up in the future. I can't say near future or far, but those people will be joining us on this show for you to enjoy. All right, coming up next, we have a request here on Border Crossings from Saidu Mohammed Ali. And he listens to us all the time. He says, I'm a regular listener in Nigeria, and I would love to hear a song for all the staff, senior and junior, at the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources here in Nigeria. So we're going to do that for you. And it's a Justin Bieber song. Justin Bieber has just taken first place in Time Magazine's reader poll for the year's most influential people. Justin Bieber, number one on the list. Can you believe that? Time Magazine, very respected magazine. And he edged out Egyptian presidential candidate Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. So there you go. Justin Bieber's number one, and an Egyptian presidential candidate's number two on the Time Magazine 100 Most Influential People list. But still, even though he's that influential, he still got a letter from an Australian mayor in the Gold Coast who works in the city that hosts the Surfers Paradise Hotel, where Justin stayed, and apparently when he was there recently, did some graffiti on the wall. And he wants Justin to remove the graffiti on the wall. Justin's a great artist. He paints some really good stuff. But you just don't paint on an expensive hotel wall without anybody's permission. So the mayor says, come back to Australia and get this stuff off our wall. So here's Justin Bieber by request. It's a nice song from Justin, and it's called Down to Earth.
Never thought that it'd be easy, 'cause we're both so distant now, and the walls are closing in on us, and we're wondering how. No one has a solid answer, but just walking in the dark, and you can see the look on my face, it just tears me apart. So we fight through the hurt.
So to you, yeah, we be in.
Border Crossing's La Isla Bonita. It is Madonna, and Madonna's in the studio working on a new album. She has been very, very busy producing new music. In fact, last week she sent out a blast on Instagram about the fact she was working on a new song with Avicii. So she's very excited about it. Just last week she said that. And her last album came out in 2012 called MDNA. And so she said, I'm keeping my plans for the new album top secret. But one thing that I will reveal is Avicii and I are creating music for the next album. So there you go. Madonna, La Isla Bonita for Ali in Nigeria, who's listening to our show. It's Friday, Friday. Hey, thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. Glad to have you with us for our request journey. And can't think of a better way to start off a weekend than with requests and dedications. I'd like to go through some of the messages that I received on Facebook in the last 24 hours. Bibi Labor Fabregar is listening to Border Crossings and told me about that on Facebook. So thank you very much. She said that they've got a better signal than they've had in the past. So I'm happy to hear that. I'm glad that the signal. And by the way, for the listener who wrote me and said that the stream link was wrong for our live stream. Thank you. Our computing services department have been busy at work to correct that. And hopefully it's fixed by today, if it isn't already fixed. They're working on it. So thank you. If you don't tell us, we don't know. We should, but we don't sometimes. Because I don't need to listen to the live stream. I'm here. I'm talking to you. What do I need my live stream for? Othniel Lusidani is listening and says, thanks for my request. Ishmael Kanu tunes in and shouts out about it. Yunusa Suleiman sent me a Nigerian moi moi with sauce. And I wish I had the real thing. The photo just doesn't quench my appetite. But I thank you for the beautiful photo. It looks delicious. I like dishes with vegetables. You know, honestly, I try to eat healthy. So I like what I see here, Yunusa. It looks like you're eating healthy. Also got a message from Saidu Muhammad Ali. We just played your request. We also heard from Annalie Vidal, who wrote in and said thanks for yesterday's request. And a good Friday to you. Well, it is Good Friday today. I think every Friday is good. But today is called Good Friday, right? The Friday before Easter is referred to as Good Friday. Francis is listening. Hello, Francis. Shout out to you and your husband. She said, please send love to my husband. So I will, as only I could, because your love and my love are different for your husband. But hello, Francis and Francis's husband. Robin Voren is tuned in and says, what's up? I'm Robin from Kampala, and made a Jay-Z request, which we'll take care of. So thanks, everybody on Facebook, for joining us. This is Border Crossings. Our Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And Choplin made a request in South Sudan for the Backstreet Boys, who are going out on tour in June with Avril Lavigne. Here are the Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me and Love Us. This is Border Crossings.
As long as you love me.
Hi, this is Kevin Richardson from Backstreet, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
don't care what you do, as long as you love me. Isn't that what it's all about? Bottom line, as long as you love me. This is Border Crossings, and thank you for your requests and dedications. Coming up, we'll check in with Ghana and a listener named DaCosta. That's his name, DaCosta. And so we've got requests and dedications, which won't cost a thing. So, DaCosta, this is for you. This is one half of the Renee and Angela team of the R&B music in the 1980s. They sold millions of records as an R&B duo, but Angela Winbush went off on her own, and so we're going to play a request from her as a solo artist, Angela Winbush, by request for you. She's from St. Louis, Missouri, and she's doing very well. She's 59 and still going strong, still recording music, working with the gospel music a bit and the church scene. But here's a song called Treat You Right. This is Border Crossings.
Seems you're letting it run away.
Crossings, and for all Michael Jackson fans, that's called Beat It. A request from Tay in Ethiopia, who picked up his phone and called into Border Crossings and dialed 202-619-2077. And we were able to take Tay's request and get it on right here on the show. So thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. Now, I got a little Michael Jackson news. It's actually news about the Jackson family. You recall about a year ago, Catherine Jackson, Michael's mom, filed a lawsuit against AEG Live Entertainment for the mishandling of Michael's health by hiring Dr. Conrad Murray, who ultimately gave Michael the fatal propofol injection. And she was suing for some $40 billion, some ridiculous, crazy large amount of money. She was just estimating on the actual emotional and physical toll the loss of a father takes on each of his three children and herself. At $10 billion each, $40 billion. So that was her thinking in the case. Anyway, they went on and on and on. The case was on 6, 8 months, 10 months, and AEG was able to clearly prove in court that they were not responsible for Michael's death. They were not the ones who hired Dr. Murray. He had that decision. He's the one who wanted him to be the doctor, Michael himself. So in the case that Catherine lost, now AEG is seeking repayment for all of their bills in the case. And the court has decided to order Catherine to pay $800,000 back to AEG for the reported $1.2 million in legal costs. So, ouch, that is not nice. hey, all right, thank you, Tay. We've got another request to play before we say goodbye. This is Derek Humphrey's request, and Derek is a brand new listener. We love you. Thank you for listening, Derek, who tunes us in the UK. Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Crossings, and that is Jimi Hendrix. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much. I live my life in a haze, but that's okay. That's okay because the weekend is here, and with it comes a rest, a nice break, and I hope you enjoy every single minute of your weekend. Go out there and give a hug to one of your loved ones, whether it's your children or your significant other or your parents or your siblings. Give them a hug. Tell them how much you appreciate everything they do for you. All right? You know what? Say you're sorry. Try and use those words at least once over the weekend. I'm sorry. Just try. Figure out a situation where you can say that. You know, come back on Monday and let me know what you did and how you handled it. I want to hear about it. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Border Crossings. We will be back on Monday at 1500 Universal, and we will be here for an hour of requests and dedications. Thank you, Wagner, for joining us this week as our engineer. Mary and Vince, great job as always. And to you, our faithful followers, I can't thank you enough for another week of support. And we will return. Keep those email coming over the weekend and Facebook messages and whatnot. I'm Larry London. Have a great Friday night. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.